This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Axios is reporting a trade deal between the U.S. and China has stalled because of newly signed U.S. bipartisan legislation supporting pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
A so-called Phase 1 deal between the world's two largest economies had originally been expected by the end of November. A trade deal could have averted another round of U.S. tariffs set to hit Chinese products on December 15th. But now, things are looking shaky. According to Chinese state media on Sunday, Beijing wants more from the deal than just avoiding new duties. The Global Times reported that top priority would be removing existing tariffs. People close to the White House have told Reuters that a Phase 1 deal isn't looking likely until the new year.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is heading to London today to attend the North Atlantic Treaty Organization leaders' meeting. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Wittikaswara has this report from London.
Leaders this side of the Atlantic are bracing to meet Donald Trump at the NATO summit just outside of London this week. A president who no longer publicly says that the alliance is obsolete and wants to leave it, but continues to slam member countries for not meeting NATO's 2% GDP defense spending target. American officials have reassured European leaders of Washington's continued commitment, as shown by military reinforcement in NATO's eastern flank. But anxiety persists that under Trump, the U.S. is neglecting the alliance. Among Europeans' goals this week, simply avoiding a Trump flare-up, like those that have happened in past meetings. Patsy Wittikaswara, VOA News, London.
For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News.